I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. He grew up fascinated by the radio towers and power lines that dotted the landscape of northern New Mexico. In high school, he was drawn to welding, and today, as an artist, he works in steel, creating sculptures that are intricate and delicate, yet also imposing and mysterious. Hernan Gomez Chavez is showing his work this month in Santa Fe, and he's with me now. Hernan, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Your sculptures are very distinctive. How do you describe them to people who have never seen your work before?
I look at the construction of a building, and I tell them to look at a joist and to look at the different triangular forms that exist in the joist that actually holds up a building. Because my inspiration for the work that I'm making comes from the human-built world. There's a lot of intricacy that's built into it that you don't see because everything's covered up. Right. But when you break it down, even when you look at a construction site, you can see all the beauty that exists in just the bare bones of a building.
What about people who have looked at your work? How do they interpret it?
I tend to use oil wells, radio towers, even cell phone towers as references for the work I'm making. But I try to abstract them in a sense, but still keeping that reference in there. Like every time I make something that I draw from a reference, I think of how can I abstract it? How can I change it a little? It's very delicate work. Even some of the pieces that I'm making now, I use jeweler's tools and really fine equipment in order to get them to look very, very intentionally beautiful and shiny and glossy. So some of the pieces in the show now, I've been told they look like, oh, this looks like Star Wars or it looks like a satellite. But if people are intrigued by the work, then more power to the work itself because they enjoy what they're looking at.
Looking at the work that's in the most recent show of yours, there was a word that kept eluding me. I kept trying to figure out what these pieces reminded me of. And then you came in and you said, it's about trophies.
The whole series is based around scaling down these structures into handheld trophies, sort of making them look like toys, 10 inches tall to 17, and being very intentional about the finish of the pieces so that they look like golden trophies and put them on these stands to speak on like these trophies as a representation of symbols of power on brittle foundations, the stability or instability of power, something that I myself maybe don't even truly consider when I'm making the work, but goes into my thinking as I'm processing what is being made for each piece.
A lot of the inspiration behind your work comes from this history in your family of construction work.
Yeah.
How do they respond to your work? What kind of things do they say?
They really enjoy it, and that's kind of what I'm going for. I want them to look at the work, and even if they don't understand it, they can still look at it and be like, wow, that's really beautiful. That's nice. I don't want my work to come off as pretentious. I want it to be as honest as possible. I took a civil engineering course before graduating here at UNM, and that's when I started to learn. I was like, oh, there's all these sections inside of a building, and thinking back about my family background and construction, that's one of the things that made me start to think like, okay, how can I start making work that is not necessarily unsophisticated, but can speak to people because it's something that they can understand. Inherent beauty is something that human beings really enjoy looking at.
New Mexico artist Hernan Gomez Chavez is showing his new sculptures made of zinc-plated steel at the gallery OTA, OTA Contemporary, in Santa Fe through October. More information at KUNM.org. I'm Spencer Beckwith.